DJW Mobile.
In 0TR Mobile.
My car just told me I need an oil change. I guess I'm going to have to schedule that.
Roger. I think mine are all up to date. The last time they put that sticker up in the window there at Sims Auto, they just says next service 5,000, but it didn't say when that was. I'd have to get the paperwork out to see. Excuse me, Nick. Oh, we're just headed over to Sam's Club to get some mass consumables. How's your day?
We all got to do that. Today's a go-to-the-transfer station day, but I haven't been yet. I switched it from Tuesdays to Thursdays because Tuesdays at 10, there's a line. And sometimes I don't get out at 7 o'clock in the morning to go. I don't get around to it till about 10, and then you got to sit in line. But on Thursdays at 10 o'clock, you sail right through there.
More that way, too. And I think around noon's always good, isn't it, Bernice? She don't remember.
Good morning, babe.
Hope you guys find everything you're looking for. Do they ask you that at Costco when you check out like they do at Ingles? Did you find everything you were looking for?
People do that anymore. And Dave, I don't know. We haven't been going to Costco as much. I don't know why I keep it. But at Sam's, there'll be a big line there at the gas station. Now, I don't know what it's going for anywhere else today. But as we come by that Willis over there by Gap Creek Road, you know, on Highway 14, not the one over on 101, it was $3.99 this morning.
A little north of the high school?
Down there where the road tees out and goes back towards the high school and then goes down Gap Creek Road.
Well, if I got gas more often, I would probably know what the going rate is, but when you only buy it like 3 or 4 times a year, you buy it more for your lawnmower than you buy it for your car, and I'm changing that. I'm using the electric lawnmower more and more, so I'm cutting back even on the lawnmower now. So I'm going to just totally lose touch of how much gas costs.
I don't pay a lot of attention to it. It doesn't really, you know, I'm not going to drive several miles just to save a couple of cents. And if we happen to be over here and need gas, which the tank on the Avalon says full right now, and it's 16 miles older, it just isn't worth fighting a line there at Sam's for it. And there's always a line at Costco's also. So we just generally get it at Willis's there on 101. They're real reasonable, by the way. They're usually within a nickel of everybody else. But they've been running about, I thought, $3.58, wasn't it, Bernice? It was $3.65, she says. At any rate, it's just nuts out there nowadays. You know, what amazes me is some old boy on the TV the other day, he said, it was a bakery. He says, I was given $40 a case, and he says, now it's $80 a case for the same eggs.
Price is going up. Amy came home the other day, and she said her car's in big demand because it's a hybrid. They're hard to find, and they're expensive. You know, cars in general are hard to find. But she figured it out. We could get more for our car now, 2 years after we took it off of the showroom floor. Because, you know, you're supposed to lose money as soon as you drive it off. We could get more for it now than we paid for it. Imagine that.
After talking to you, that's the only one that I would even consider right now would be going to the hybrid. I don't want an all-electric car. That's out. But the hybrid there sounds like a good deal, Dave. And the Avalon, well, you know me. I've had 4 of them. That's all I'm going to buy. Nothing else. Let's see, this one's got 78,320 on it. And that'll usually go 200,000, but I usually trade at about 100,000. And that's when you got the most good out of them, I think. But I wouldn't even think about it right now, because so far it's in perfect shape, and I keep the oil changed regular, and the tires on it are excellent. Michelin's, of course. And I'm just not thinking about trading cars at all. Somebody told me there was only 4 new cars left on the lot at over at Greer the other day, out there on 290 or White Hampton.
Since I was over there, but I did do so this last service I did, maybe 2 months ago or something like that, on her car. Yeah, I went out and walked around and looked at their Tundra trucks, thinking about getting a bigger truck, but I kind of like my little Tacoma, my old Tacoma. But I was looking around there, and it was empty. But it's better. Those cars, she's stuck on Avalon, too, so that's all she'll ever get. And she kind of, you know, I always like to take my car because it's got a ham radio in it. Her car didn't. But she kind of got me leaning that way a little bit with the Avalon, because boy, was it nice taking it all the way down to Florida. It's a little over 600 miles going down there, and we could almost stretch that tank out to Greenville to Fort Myers on a tank with the battery and everything. If she was driving, we probably would have made it, but with me driving, we had to fill up one time right before we got there. That's how good that thing does, and it doesn't even hold as much gas as my Maxima. You have to fill my Maxima up a couple of times to get down there.
TR or W4DJW. Well, Dave, this one holds 18 gallons. And on the highway, it's an excellent car. We'll get 30 to 34 miles a gallon. But in town, it's not all that great. It gets about 22 along in that area. But I use the remote start in the wintertime, and that takes gas, and not so much in this, but in the truck. If we go anywhere in the truck, I always start it up a little bit early. It's better on them. A guy that owned a car dealership told me one time, he said, Tom, he said, the worst you can do to a car is to drive it off within the first minute. No, there's a highway patrol. I better watch my speed here. Coming into, what is this, a lineman? Yeah, that was 33.781 gigahertz. That's definitely a highway patrol. But it costs you when you remote start them, but it sits outside, and the Avalon is in the basement, you know, where it's nice and warm, so I don't have to do that.
Rose, man, that's up there. I saw something on TV that said 96 gigahertz on something. I think it was a weapon that they were using to shoot down drones. It was 96 gigahertz. Ooh, that's some gigahertz there, isn't it?
It's way up there. I know fire control radars, air-to-air and stuff like that, when I'd intercept them, or getting near a ship and if he locked onto you, it was extremely high pulse repetition frequency, whereas a pulse width of a search radar was, you know, down there about 400. But and I think I seen behind me, I seen one go past me, a police, as they call them down here. but the radars down here now are around 33 to 35, 36 gigahertz, Dave.
I say we're that high. I guess it's really, really, really low current. Like nothing. And the nanovolts or something like that, I don't know. But it'd have to be to keep from heating up, because the officers are operating that equipment, right?
Yes, they can set it on automatic, but they got forward-looking and rear-looking radar. Ooh, I see blue lights behind me, but he's not after me. I think he's after this SUV. It's in the other lane. But the guy ain't stopping. Oh, no. I think it's an accident here. There's a semi truck, Dave, and I think this truck ran into it. I think that's what's going on. Yeah, I know it is. Right here in the middle of Lyman, and that policeman's right beside me.
I'm at my first stop, so I'm going to let you guys go so you can pay attention to what's going on over there and not pay attention to me. Anyway, I'm getting out. So good talking to you. You guys be safe. W4DJW.
Okay, so, well, this Dodge truck drove right into the side of back there by the rear wheels of the trailer on this semi-truck. And he's got all the lanes blocked there going towards Spartanburg. We went in through a filling station and got around him. See you later, Dave. Have a good day. It's N0TR clear. Everybody was hurt. It was slow speed. N0TR clear.